With WMUK News, I'm Robbie Feinberg. As you might have heard, WMUK is about to launch a program that answers listener questions. It's called Why's That? And the first episode will air the second week of September. But one question we received had a kind of time limit. A listener wanted to know whether dead plants along US 131 had been sprayed with herbicides, and if so, what were the reasons for the spraying? WMUK Sevilla Man took those questions to the Michigan Department of Transportation.
Donna Seibert is a chemist who lives in Kalamazoo but works in Allegan. She's been commuting along US 131 for 5 years, and recently she noticed something she hadn't seen before, swaths of withered plants at the edge of the road.
Eventually I started seeing some spray trucks and realizing that they were probably spraying herbicides. So the question in my mind was, what herbicides are they using and why?
Seibert says she was curious about the environmental impact of the chemicals. She also wondered how well protected were the people spraying them.
And if this is mowing and cutting that needs to happen and clearing of brush, you know, can that be done without herbicides? And if mowing or cutting could happen more often, could the use of herbicides be eliminated?
And she wondered, what do visitors think?
If people are thinking that they're coming to a pristine landscape that hasn't been touched and suddenly they drive up one of our major arteries north on vacation, are they going to think, you know, what's going on around here?
But how obvious was the dead brush? My colleague, Rebecca Thiel, and I went for a drive to find out. Sure enough, we saw clumps of dry brown bushes, especially sumac, as we drove from Kalamazoo to the Allegan County line and back.
Here's a good example. See those pine trees, you know, that look green and fresh and nice, and right next to it, the sumac just looks terrible.
As Rebecca said, if you didn't know the roadside had been sprayed, you'd wonder what had happened. But the Michigan Department of Transportation says, yes, they did recently treat that stretch of 131 with herbicides.
It's our roadside brush spraying, and we do it every year.
That's MDOT spokesperson Nick Shiripa. He says the agency doesn't spray every road every year. It's got too much to cover, and the chemicals are pretty effective.
We don't need to get there every year because the herbicides we use give us a 2-3-4 year window. So we try to cycle through and get everything over a 3 or 4 year span.
This year, Southwest MDOT is spraying parts of 131. They're also using herbicides along I-94 and spot treating a few other roads. The reason is straightforward. It's so drivers can see and so there's less in the way if they do go off the road. It also saves emergency workers time in getting to accident victims. Shiripa says the herbicides are all Environmental Protection Agency approved. Of course, that's true for all herbicides sold in the U.S. He also says workers wear the gear the EPA requires, plus some for road safety.
Eye and face protection, skin protection, gloves are kind of our standard if you're working alongside our roadways. You have steel-toed boots, you have a hard hat.
Shiripa says MDOT does mow, but he adds that the cost of equipment and labor is much higher for mowing than it is for spraying.
We're talking about one guy in a truck with a hose. The equipment is already there. We don't have to maintain as much. So we still have some of that fuel cost, obviously, and still have some of the manpower cost. But instead of having a 4 or 5 man crew with several mowers, we've got one guy with a truck.
He says MDOT does hear from people who find the dead plants hard on the eyes. And he says in the future, it might have a partial remedy. A state committee is looking into planting native species along the road that wouldn't require as much maintenance and would encourage pollinators like honeybees.
Or planting milkweed to encourage monarch butterflies. We actually have an effort afoot. It's not just hack and whack, cut everything down and kill everything.
I am encouraged that they're thinking of ways that they can reduce pesticide application or thinking of putting in native plants. That's encouraging.
Seibert says she's glad that MDOT keeps the road clear, though she adds she'd rather its budget allowed for more mowing and less spraying. She also says she'd be curious to know more about the health and environmental profiles of the herbicides the state uses. MDOT's required to disclose those chemicals in a public notice. You can see the list at our website, wmuk.org, where you can also submit a question to our new program, Why's That? For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.